What's up, guys? Today we are gonna be holy shit, this one is gonna be this one just drives me fucking crazy. But today we're gonna be diving into a topic that, if I'm being quite honest, keeps everybody up at night, which is purpose. And it's like, when I hear that word, I'm like, it feels like it has this grand big scheme in itself. Like, have you ever felt pressure to find this like one thing that like defines you, like this fucking like mythical or mystical purpose that we're supposed to find, and then if we don't, we're like a failure, because it's like we're constantly chasing that thing, but then it's like, if you don't know what you're chasing, you're kind of like, what is the point? Why am I here? Like, hello? And you're just kind of like in this little, lost in this limbo, like in this plane where it's like you're here but you're not at the same time. And it feels almost like impossible to answer, because it's like it can change, but then like when it changes, it ties into like the disconnect between, ooh, I like this. Okay, if you haven't listened to the past episode where it ties into like self-efficacy and identity, your purpose is also tied to your identity, because it's like, it's to me, I feel like it's not supposed to be this grandesque title or thing. It's supposed to be what makes you feel good, what makes you feel warm and grateful and like at ease and centered with yourself. But it's like, if it changes and you're constantly trying to find it, it almost confuses you as to like who you are, because it ties into like who you are and what makes you feel good, or like almost like intertwined. So as it changes, it also like changes how you think about yourself and who you are. So it's a fucking shit show, but we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna dive into it today. Okay. But yeah, as for like the first topic, I feel like a lot of us feel like we have to have it all figured out by like a certain age. For me in particular, like I'm 23, and it's like, I feel like, again, this is, I know, okay, so like I'm aware, like my thoughts are not my reality, but what society has, you know, brainwashed us and hardwired us into thinking is like, there's these set milestones and these set, you know, benchmarks or checkpoints that we have to have achieved by a certain age. And we look around, especially on social media, it seems like everyone else has their clear direction. While, again, that's completely false, because it's like social media only shows you what they want to show you and not what's actually behind that screen. But as you look around, like as at first glance, everyone looks like they have their shit together. But it's like, now we're sitting here wondering, it's like, if we're even on the right track, like, are we on the right road? Am I going to waste my time going down this road? But I feel like figuring out your purpose is more of a journey than it is a destination, if that makes sense. And I'll explain in a second. I struggled in the beginning. I'm going to say in the beginning, like I'm fucking 50 or 70 or whatever. But in the beginning, like earlier when I was younger, like around like, you know, 15, 16 or whatever, I was like very much struggling to find my purpose and like what I felt I was supposed to be doing. But like I was saying earlier, what your purpose is, you feel like it has to be a job title or something you do. And it could be that, but it doesn't have to take up the title or thing doesn't have to take up the entire identity of what your purpose is. So say like you're a psychiatrist or a therapist. And yes, that is your job, but that your job doesn't necessarily have to be your purpose. Your purpose could be, you know, helping people through things that they're struggling with, which is what lights you up. But that doesn't necessarily have to be, therapist doesn't have to be your purpose. Like, it doesn't have to be tied to a title or tied to a hobby or tied to, you know, an event or whatever. Like it's very like, I feel like it's very spiritual and very like an emotional, spiritual feeling. Like, it's a feeling that makes you feel It's something that makes you feel whole and centered. But yeah, like I was saying, like when I was figuring out what was my purpose, and I almost got like hyper fixated on it because I was tying whether or not I found my purpose to my self-worth. So it was like, if I'm still finding what my purpose was, then I had no value because I didn't know what it was yet. And then like I was saying earlier, to the outside eye, everyone seems to figure out what the fuck they were doing. So I was like, well, shit, let me try to do everything at once, try to figure this out. So it almost gave me, it did give me like analysis paralysis, but then also like the opposite of analysis paralysis. So like, I want to say like not even like hypervigilance, but like trying everything at once. I don't even know the word for it right now. So in the beginning, like I was super, super stagnant. Like I was like, okay, well, I have all these options and it's like, I like all of these things and I had like so many things that I had interest in. But then I was like, okay, let me just try everything at once. Hopefully something is going to fucking stick. But I wasn't particularly paying attention to how all of those things made me feel. I was mostly focused on the results that they were or were not producing. And it's like, depending on the results, if the results were good, then I was like, okay, maybe this is my purpose. But if the results were bad, then I was like, okay, this is not my purpose. But not really paying attention to how it made me feel internally. I was only paying attention to the outside factors or external factors, like, you know, money, recognition, popularity, like followers, numbers, stuff like that. And it wasn't necessarily anything that made me feel good. And also, like, I want to note, like, I was very, at this time, I was very naive. Like, I very much did not have the emotional intelligence that I have right now, and like the awareness and the ability to reflect and dissect different dynamics and scenarios and different topics and philosophical things in life than I do now. So I was like, I was very much winging it. I don't know what the fuck I was doing back then, but being able to reflect on it now, I can see like the things I was paying attention to that did not correlate or define my sense of purpose of what I, how I define purpose right now. But now that I have that ability to do so, it's completely different than what I thought it was. And like I was saying, like I thought purpose had to be tied to this big grand scheme. Like it was this whole like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. And it was like set in stone. Now that I realize what I was thinking of in the past and being able to see it now and like dissect it now, I don't think purpose is very rigid, because I feel like it changes as we change. Like your values change over time, like especially if you learn something, go through some sort of like dramatic event or anything like that. And I feel like purpose is not fixed. It can change over time in correlation of the growth that you go through as a person. And I do feel like it's something that you don't get to voluntarily choose. It's mostly internal. Like it's something like, it's kind of like how like you go to like the, you know, the dog shelter, and it's like you don't choose the dog chooses you. And like, there's just like this weird connection where it's like, I don't know what it is, like, I don't know how, what can explain it, but that's the fucking dog that I want. It's the same thing with purpose. Like, you don't get to choose it, like, you don't get to go through a fucking list and be like, this one. And then it's like, you don't get to fucking choose that. It chooses you. And it's like, I like to think of it as these little whispers through every single experience that you go through, regardless of what it is. It can be like trying like a, you know, a sewing class or whatever. And it might not be the actual sewing class, but it can be aspects within that sewing class that send these little whispers or like pokes or like little like goosebumps, like an out of body experience, but like an out of body experience, but like on the inside, only that, the only thing that you can see, like no one else can experience it but you. And you very much have to pay attention to how things make you feel. Like, does it make you feel fulfilled? Does it brighten your day, even if you were in a very, very low emotional state, like vibrationally? Does it make you feel more at peace and more centered with yourself? Like, does it feel like you experience bliss on a whole completely different level? Like, can you start to see gratitude in things that you've been overlooking? Things that start to make you feel grateful for even like the simplest things in life, just like water, waking up, clothes, forks, like being able to go downstairs and get a fork and make some ramen noodles or make some cereal because you're hungry. Like, do those experiences or do those things bring out that side in you? Like, does it excite you? And if it does not, I cannot iterate this more, and I cannot emphasize this more. You need to pivot, because if you do not, this is going to be another little subtopic. The universe will give you signs that this is not for you. And I will tell you, I'm going to share a story with you really fast. So I was working at this place, and the work environment was very, very toxic. And I was there for 2 years. And the first year I reported to a different manager, and the managers ended up splitting ties with another. And the other manager that was, like, it was co-owned by two people. The other one split ties, and there was a whole fiasco. So I reported to the other manager at that point. So the first manager was the one I reported to. That's the one who left the company. The second one was the one I had to end up reporting to because he was the new manager of the company. So after that first year, the first year was phenomenal. Like, the other manager loved him to death. He was probably the best boss I've ever had. Like, he was so understanding, so empathetic, so, like, aware and, like, introspective of, like, how his employees' emotions and personal well-being impacted the actual business in and of itself. And I loved him for that. Like, I wish him the very best. Like, he was a real one. Like, I loved him so much. But the second year was completely shit. Like, the manager was, it was just a complete 180 from, like, feeling at peace with myself to being on edge and being in flight or fight mode 24/7, because the way the manager was treating us and, like, based on how he was managing his emotions, it was affecting us, and he was not aware of that. Lacked the capacity to understand how your emotions impact the relationship of the work environment and the business in and of itself. And it got to a point where it got so bad that I was in such a low vibrational energy. Like, I was not hopeful to waking up. I was not hopeful to go to work. And, like, it just drained the actual life out of me. And like I was saying earlier, the universe will give you fucking signs that this is where you're not meant to be. This is not your purpose. You need to pivot now. And if you do not, it will fucking push you. Let me explain. So there was a whole bunch of shit happening, and, like, I was very much, like, stagnant. Like, I was comfortable, and it was like, I like to use the analogy of, like, if you're trying to find your purpose, that's perfectly fine. You can open the window, peek inside. If what you see is not what is for you, or if you feel like it is not for you, you put your head back out the window, close the window, and go to a different window. For me, I stayed in that window for a little too long, and it was like, I was not pushing myself to get out of it. But over time, those incidents or those altercations that happened at my job were the whispers I was talking about, but they were the whispers that were pushing me to get out and go find my purpose. So there was little ones that kept happening over time, like, time and time again, and it was, like, pushing me and, like, poking me, and it was like, I wasn't necessarily aware of it in that moment, but during that time there's a lot of traumatic stuff happening, and I was in therapy, so during the therapy it was allowing me to become more introspective and, like, aware of the stuff that was happening in my life. I was building the ability to be able to reflect on stuff like that. But over time, like, the little whispers kept pushing, and it was, like, time and time again, and each one got bigger than the next, until this very last time. I kid you not, and this story gives me goosebumps every single time I tell it. So, to give you some backstory, the smoke alarms in my house were defective. So they would randomly go off. Like, there was no smoke, no nothing, and they would just randomly go off. But since they're hardwired inside the house, if one of them went off, all of them went off. So it was annoying as fuck, because they would just randomly go off and it's loud. So we ended up just turning the power off to the actual fire alarm. So obviously they can't go off if the freaking power is off, right? So there was a lot of stuff happening at my job, and it was like, I got so overwhelmed to the point where it was like, I needed to talk to somebody about it. So I was talking with my mom, and as I was telling her about this most recent incident that happened, it was like a really big universal push. Like it was like a jab telling me to get the fuck out. Like I was so overwhelmed. I was crying every day. I was in such a low vibrational point in my life. As soon as I said the words, I think I need to get out, I kid you not, the smoke alarms went off. And mind you, the fucking power is off, right? So as soon as I said the words, I'm not fucking joking. As soon as I said the words, I need to get out, in an instant, in like 0.3 seconds, the smoke alarms went off. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I literally got goosebumps. And I was like, holy shit, the universe is like, you need to get out. Like this, I'm glad you said it because I've been telling you. And like, I went downstairs and checked the fuse box, and sure enough, the power is still off. So, like I was saying, if you are in a position where you feel like this is not for you, and you have been feeling those little whispers and those little jabs telling you to get out, do it before the universe fucking pushes you to do so. Because that's what it did to me. Holy shit. And it's also happened to me right now, because I'm also in a different position where I've been seeing, I'm very much in tune with like listening to the whispers and the universal pushes now. And a big one that just happened is there was a dead bird that fell and laid in front of the window. And I'm like, if that's not a fucking bad omen, I don't know what the fuck it is. Because lately I've been feeling so drained to go into that place, and so drained to even walk. Like as soon as I walk in the door, it feels like walking through like a fucking force field that like drains you and like turns you into like this zombie where you're like fighting to make it through the day. And as soon as I walk out, I feel like I'm free. Do the same thing when trying to find your purpose. If it feels like you are not meant to be there, get out. Because if you stay there, the universe will give you, it'll start to whisper to you. And over time, it'll hit you like a fucking boulder and force you to move before you're even ready to. You fucking know. Like you hear the voices in your head. You feel the pull towards that one thing that you want to do. But it's like you're either scared to, or you make excuses for yourself. Fear is not going to go away regardless of what you do. No matter how many books you read, no matter how many podcasts you listen to, fear is not going away because it is biologically wired into our brains. Now, okay, now obviously, if it's stuff like being a doctor or a lawyer or stuff that you actually need education or like money for, yes, that's different. But it's like you need to start to take the steps in order to get there. I'm not saying like jump into shit if it's that of a grand scheme. Helping people might be your purpose, but it's like the doctor title does have helping people tied to that title. But it's like if you want to become a doctor, you obviously need to take the steps to become a doctor. You get what I mean. And like I was saying about self-efficacy in my last podcast episode, if you did not listen to that, go listen to it. If it feels like the goals that you want to achieve do not align with who you are as a person right now, you have to take the steps anyway to change the beliefs in order to start to work towards the goals that you want to work towards. Self-efficacy is tied to your past. So if you've only done XYZ, then you think you're only capable of XYZ because that's what you've only done in the past. But if you want to believe that you are capable of this grand-ass goal that is tied to your purpose, like becoming, you know, this world-renowned public speaker, then you need to start to take the steps in order to change the beliefs to become that person. Like, I understand the fear, but you need to start taking steps. I don't care if it's the smallest step, you need to take a step before the universe pushes you out that fucking door and makes you fall on your face and do it yourself. And like, I was just talking with my best friend the other day. I was having doubts. Like, I was like, I don't know if I'm cut out for this whole podcasting thing. And I was like, I don't know if I want to, you know, do this and this. And she was like, I'm going to need you to stop right there. Remember who the fuck you are. Like, she was like, there's a reason that you feel that pull towards something. She was like, it is bound to happen because you feel it. There's no reason you feel it if it wasn't meant for you. And if it wasn't meant for you, it wouldn't be for this thing. It would be meant for something else. So you need to answer the call. You need to grab onto the rope that's pulling you towards that thing and tap the fuck into your potential and tap the fuck into who you are. And it's like I was saying earlier, if you still don't know what your purpose is and if you're still a little confused and like still trying to find that, that's perfectly fine. Use that analogy window. Poke your head into that window. Follow your intuition. It's like if you go into like a dark basement and it's like if you feel some fucking creepy vibes without even seeing what it is in there, you get the fuck out, because it's like I'm not going to take chances. That do the same thing with whatever you're trying to do in your life. Like I'm not even going to give time stamps or time constraints. If the second you feel like something is off, pivot. Doesn't fucking matter how long it has been. Doesn't fucking matter if it's only been 2 days, 2 months. Doesn't fucking matter. I quit a job in a week because it didn't fucking feel right. If you poke your head in that window and it's dark and you cannot see something and it gives you a sense of uncomfortability, you close the fucking window and go to a different window. Otherwise, you risk the universe, what or whatever it is in that dark window, eating you alive and spitting you out and making you go through all this bullshit in order to recover, to open the next window and do it again. But yeah, I love my best friend. She, like, I was such in a low emotional point a couple days ago. And like, I texted her and I was like, she was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, like, I'm trying to push through because I have all these goals and all these aspirations and stuff like that. And it's like, I work every single day, like slowly, like 1% every single day. And I'm working on so much stuff. And it's like, I feel like stuff isn't unfolding for me yet. And like I was saying earlier, to the outside eye, everybody's doing this stuff. And it's like, it's not happening for me yet. What the fuck? And it also ties into what I was saying in my past episode again with the whole sunflower thing. If the one sunflower is in a basement and it has to grow towards that window at the top, it's going to have to grow a little bit longer than it would for a sunflower that's outside and bright in the sun. Like it undergoes different processes of growth. And it's like a plant, like in and of itself. Usually when you plant a seed, the roots are growing underground before you see the growth at the top. But it's like, we only see the growth at the top. We don't see the roots growing underground. And so she was like, I'm going to need you to stop doubting yourself. Keep going and remember who the fuck you are. And I was like, you know what? I was like, I love you so much. But yes, like you can feel it in your bones. You can feel the call. Answer the call. Don't ignore what it is. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't put a blanket over it. Don't try to sidestep it. Listen to what it is. Follow it. It doesn't matter if you don't have everything figured out right now. Just take a step, one step, a little baby step, an infant of a step, a centimeter. It doesn't fucking matter. Just start to take the steps. And your belief to execute what it is or to pursue or to follow what it is will change as you continue to take steps. And also, it's like, is purpose the same thing as passion? And it's like, personally, I don't think they're the same. I feel like passion is more like the fuel. Like it's what gets you fired up. It's what gets you continuously moving, like motivated. But purpose is the direction. And think of it like this, like passion is the car, but purpose is the destination. You need passion to move, but without direction, you're just driving in circles. You see what I mean? Like passion can lead to purpose. Like obviously you need the car to get to the destination. But I feel like they're intertwined, but one is completely different from the other. And it's like without one, you don't have the other. But also another question. There was a time where I felt, sorry, this was a complete shift. My ADD just took the fuck over. There's a time I felt like streaming, like video game streaming, was my calling. Like it was my purpose. But then life happened. Things shifted. And suddenly I don't feel that pull anymore. And like I panicked at first and I was like, did I lose my purpose? But I was like in that moment I thought that's what I thought, but as of now being able to reflect, I was like, no, like it, there was something there. Obviously it pulled me there for a reason, but that pull pulled me to trying that thing, and that thing taught me something to be able to pull me to the next step in the direction, if that makes sense. Like it's almost like little like arrows and checkpoints that like once you get to this checkpoint, then the arrow moves then it leads you this direction. Once you hit that checkpoint, then it moves again, and it moves with your growth. And it's like, you might have to take several moves in order for you to find what that purpose is. But once you find it, you can feel it in your bones. Time and time again, I was like, damn, like, what am I doing? Like, I'm just completely like, trying this. This didn't necessarily work out. I felt it in the moment, but then it like kind of dissipated. And I tried something else. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, am I broken? Hello? What is going on? But it's like, I feel like subconsciously, it's always been helping people and motivating people and uplifting people. And allowing them to see who they are truly, and being able to let people or make people realize who they are despite their traumas, despite their negative beliefs, like making them feel valued for who they are. Because it's like, if you're not supposed to be who you are, if you're not supposed to be you, then who the fuck are you supposed to be? And it's like, a lot of people are so upset and uncomfortable with who they are about themselves, to the point where people are unaliving themselves. I'm like, dude, you only get one shot at life. And it's like, if I can make you realize that, I am so happy. Like, if I can just make you walk away one day, like, be like, that, I'm in such a better mood, that just lights me up. Like, I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and we were talking about like starting our own businesses and stuff like that. And it was like, we've both felt so much better in that moment because we valued the same things. And being in such low vibrational places, like working jobs that we hate, or like working for other people, I personally hate that shit. Like, fuck a 9-to-5. I'm not trying to do this shit no more. But being able to uplift people and bring people back into a high vibrational point in themselves makes me feel so fucking alive. Whether that's with, you know, podcasting, personal training, whatever it is, making people feel good is what makes me feel good. That is my purpose. But yeah, like I was saying, like the whole video game thing, it didn't make me feel, it was appeasing in the moment, because I was thinking about, like I was saying, results of the outcome. So like a bunch of followers, and the followers would turn into, you know, possibly money. Obviously money is the goal, but it's like, I was like, I don't know, it doesn't really feel right anymore. But talking to people during streaming and talking to people about the stuff that I'm talking about now, ironically, was what made me feel the most alive. I wasn't really paying attention to it, though. I was just paying attention to like gaming. And then I was like, okay, I'm not really feeling this gaming thing anymore. But it was like, the when I was talking to people about the stuff I'm talking about now in this podcast, like self-help stuff, being able to help people realize who they are, you know, despite their attachment wounds, stuff like that, I wasn't paying attention to that. But it's like, now that I look back at it, I was like, that was the thing that was whispering to me. That was the whisper. But it was like, I wasn't picking up on it in that moment. So pay attention to different things, despite the circumstance that you're in, despite where you are in your life right now. Pay attention to everything. Decipher it. Even if it, like, you can feel it. Like, even if someone says something to me at my new job the other day, and she said something, and I was like, that didn't feel right, I'm gonna keep that noted. And it's like, pay attention to everything and how it makes you feel. And if the bad outweighs the good, then you leave. That's how you know you, when you close the window, leave, open another window, and start a new journey. But how about you guys? Because have you ever felt there was a time you thought you had it all figured out, only to realize later that your priorities, your values, or your definition of success has changed? And it's like, a lot of the times when that happens, we get so hard on ourselves, or it's like there's this disconnect into like, well, damn, did I just fail in life? Like, then it's like, you got to go through the whole fucking process again. And then it's like, you feel bad because you had to restart. No, fuck that. You're trying to find your purpose. Like I was saying earlier with the whole arrow pointing into a direction, almost like, picture this, like an arrow pointing to a dot. And then once you get to that dot, the arrow changes, points you to another dot. Once you get to that dot, the arrow changes a different direction. It's like, when we're on those dots, we feel like we had to start over because it points us into a different direction. But there were still whispers that were pointing to us towards the end goal of the direction. So it's like, you're not starting over. You don't have to feel bad about yourself. You're just on the journey. But it's like, we never know what part of the journey we're at. It's like, when is this gonna fucking end? You have to keep going. You just have to keep going, because it's like, you only fail if you stop. You only don't get to the destination if you just stop walking. So keep going. And it's like, you're listening and sitting here, it's like, well, I have no idea what my purpose is. That's completely fine. Like, having it all figured out does not mean you're lost. Like I was saying earlier, it just means you're still exploring, and that is a good thing. I think we put I think we put too much pressure on ourselves to find out this one perfect answer. Like, there's just this finish line that we need to cross, and then it's like, I'm done. But what if the journey of discovering purpose is just as important as the purpose itself? Because it's like, the shit that you had to go through to get to that end destination is what makes you who you are. Like, you just don't like blink and teleport in time to that end destination, because if you did, you would be exactly who you are in that moment in time, having to go through the shit that made you who you are to get to that end goal. So if you're in that place of not knowing, don't stress. Keep doing the things that make you curious, that bring you joy, that also push you out of your comfort zone, because it's not going to be comfortable. But that's the point. Like, eventually pieces start to come together and fall into place. Like, you're not going to grow if you stay comfortable. Purpose isn't always a straight line. Like, it's definitely not something we are supposed to find overnight. And it's okay if it shifts or changes or even like eludes us or like runs away from us for a little bit. Like, I feel like that's supposed to happen or in order for you to find what it is that lights you up in life. The key is to stay open, stay curious, pay attention to things, the way they make you feel, when you need to move, or else the universe was going to make you fucking move itself. Trust me. And trust that as long as you're following what feels right, you're moving in the right direction. I'd love to hear from you guys. What does purpose mean to you? Leave a couple comments. I'll put an Instagram post on Instagram. Leave a couple comments. Have you found your purpose? Are you still finding yours? Hit me up on social media at @jncarman. And thanks for joining me on this journey. And remember, the search for purpose is a marathon, not a sprint. Okay. I'm also going to put in the In Your Shoes Q&A. So if you have like questions or things you want me to answer on the podcast, like is if I was in your shoes, I'm going to post that in the link. I'll put it in my bio. So it's just like a Word doc. It's anonymous. Like, there's no information gathered from you just from the question in and of itself. So if you want questions answered, I think I'll do an In Your Shoes, not next episode, but the episode after that. So episode 4 will be an In Your Shoes. Let me know how you liked the episode, and I will see you guys next Monday.
Peace.